Welcome back to the show. My name is Erica Michelle. I am your host of this podcast. We are outside today, so if you hear birds or walking, my dogs are out here. It's just the great thing about being on Anchor. You can do your podcast virtually anywhere. But this podcast is going to be a little bit more kind of funny, maybe, I'm hoping. The last few podcasts have been very kind of intense and deep, just because the content was about the Ukraine-Russian war that's happening right now. And so I just wanted to take a quick breather. I'll probably do another podcast about that later this week, of some things that have come up. So we're gonna get into this funny story. I know that a lot of people get into word battles nowadays on social media. I've never really been into one. Usually somebody will come at me and try to like make a jab or disagree with me and try to get into like a word battle, and I just go, okay, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. So I've never really had like a battle, but I did see a t TikTok video this week, and it kind of turned into that. And I could have avoided it. So, but it ended up being kind of funny, and I want to know what your thoughts are on the whole deal. So I'll probably post a question later on this. But first, let's get a word from our sponsor, and we will be right back. Okay, so let's get into this story. I was at home bored, and I open TikTok to watch some videos, as one does when they're home bored. So I'm going through the For Me page and just scrolling through, and I see this handle video that it's not really a video, it's like a conversation back and forth that someone's typed up on the screen. And there's two people in the conversation, and the first person they name as mom, and the second person they name as kid. And I don't remember the name of the handle, and I've lost the screenshot that I took of it. So I don't know. If I find it, I'll put it in the description below so you can go and see the interaction. But basically, in this video, it shows that the mom is asking if the kid is listening to Christian music in her room. And the kid answers back, "No, I'm watching Dynasty." And the mom says, "Well, basically turn off the TV and turn on Christian music in your room." And the kid says, "No." The mom replies, like, "You need Jesus in your life, turn on the music." And the kid basically says no. And so I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And I honestly went to the comments thinking there was going to be like those comments of, if I ever talked to my mom like that, she would have beat me. Because I grew up that way. I mean, I grew up with a mom and dad which were old enough to be my grandparents. But I know plenty of my friends at school had normal aged parents, and their parents would not put up with that. Like, so I didn't think I was totally off base when I thought I was gonna see that. But instead of seeing that, there was all these comments about how horrible this mom was for saying that and intruding and not respecting the kid and brainwashing the kid, trying to make them listen to their Christian music, and how dare a mom say you need Jesus or whatever the case may be. Now, me taking hindsight being 2020, I probably should have taken the opportunity at that point to look at all of the videos on the handle, but I didn't. I was just going by that video and the information in that video and the information in the comment section, right? And so I went in there, I was like, no, I don't actually don't think that this mom is crazy. It is her house. If she wants her to turn off the TV and turn on some Christian music, I think that is perfectly fine. And all these people came for me. Like when I say it, there was a lot of people that just came for me. And I have never been into a, like a word battle on social media, but I just thought I cannot be that crazy. Like I'm not saying something like I'm some three-headed alien. Like what is going on? Like there's some times where I'm like, I'm not sure if everybody will agree. And I kind of know like not everybody will agree with everything. Like when I say I'm Christian, not everybody's going to agree with that. I'm totally fine with that. But as a parent, for the most part, like, yes, are there bad parents? Absolutely. There's some bad parents, but I don't think that this interaction was somebody being a bad parent. It's someone that obviously has provided a home and who has obviously provided a TV and provided a place where that kid feels safe to say, no, mom, I'm not doing that, and posted on social media, right? So like, I feel like maybe this is not a bad parent. So that's what I was like, wait, hold on. There's nothing wrong with this parent doing it. And then of course I have like atheists coming out like, you can't brainwash someone and that's wrong. And I'm just like, no, like if it's her house, if that's what she wants in her house, then that's what it, and people were saying like, you're going to ruin your, I hope you don't have kids. You're going to ruin your relationship with your kids. And I just thought, no, like, let's flip that situation. And let's say, a parent is an atheist, right? And they don't believe in God and they think it's, brainwashing for anybody that believes in that kind of stuff. And so in their house, they don't want it. Right? So if their kid goes to school and gets a Christian friend and she wants to believe, the parent says, no, I don't want the Christian books in the house. I don't want like the cross in my house or whatever the case may be. Then you have to respect the parent's wishes. And then it doesn't mean that you have to change your beliefs. It just means at their house, this is the way they expect things to run at their house. And when you get old enough, you can go and make your own decisions, right? So like when you get old enough and you're out on your own and you want to be Christian, go be Christian. And then they don't have a way reason to, like they may not like your decision, but they have no reason to say anything. But if you're living in their house, then they can say, this is what is happening in my house. And this is what I think is the best belief for you. Like if an atheist parent was like, I think that this is a delusion that the world has put in you, and I don't want you to have these delusions. It's not that the parent hates what the kid, like they think that they're doing the best for them. And so and I'm a Christian and I can understand that if a parent doesn't believe, I can understand them wanting their kid to believe because they don't think that they're wrong. They're trying to do their best for their kid, right? And in the end, we all choose what we're going to do, right? So I don't think that is. And the idea that like somebody was saying how making her listen to this music was brainwashing her, I don't agree with it. Like I can listen, someone can make me listen to country music and I'm not going to think I can farm or ride a horse. Like that's not going to be a thing that because I listen to it, I believe that, or I think I'm a cowgirl now or whatever, you know, like I can like, just like listening to thug music doesn't mean I know how to be a thug. You know what I'm saying? So like just listening to the music doesn't really change that person's beliefs. Are there some people that go to extremes? Yes, I think that there are some people that go to extremes, but I don't think in every case, and I don't think that in this particular circumstance, that's what was going on. I think it was generally a well-meaning mother that believes in her God and really wants her daughter to have the best things that she thinks will bring good things into her life. So whether that daughter accepts it is totally up to her. Like nobody can make that daughter accept it, but you can't fault the mom for trying her best while the kid lives with her, right? And then usually your kids only live it with you until, like, unless you're Italian, right? Because then you're living with your parents until you're like 30 or married or even sometimes after. But, like, normally you're living with your parents, you know, hopefully until you're like 18, maybe 20, 21-ish, you know, but usually you kind of step out and figure yourself out. So you really only have so many years to, like, protect your child, and then they kind of go off and do their own thing, right? So I know that I grew up in a religious household, and not all of my siblings, like, stayed believing in God or stayed in the same religion. I know even for me, like, I'm religious. There was a time where I was like, I went through a crisis where I was like, do I believe? And I had to find out for myself. And I kind of quit going to church and quit living the church standards or whatever. And then later on, I was like, you know what? I like those. And I decided for myself. But I think that's something that you kind of go about figuring out kind of as you're figuring yourself out, like, on your own. And so anyway, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a parent saying, this is what is going to happen in my house, whether you're Christian or atheist or whatever you are. Like, this is their house that they built and they pay for. So it has to be what they want it to be, because eventually you will be leaving and this is still their house, right? So there was that. And then the ridiculous notion of, like, the person that was like, no, that mother came clear across the house just to annoy her. And I just think, like, we're all real people. We're not all living like the Kardashians, where it's going to take you 15 minutes to walk across from one part of the house to the other part of the house. Like, normal size houses, it takes you maybe a minute to go across the whole house. And so the ridiculous notion that she walked all the way, like, she walked 2 miles out of her way just to annoy her. I'm like, nah, she was in the same house. Like, that didn't take much effort. Like, that, it's just ridiculous notion that it was, she walked all the way across to her room just to annoy her. And nobody knows the layout of this house. Like, they could be right next door to each other, their rooms. Like, that's, it's so dumb that they would say that. But so people are dragging me, like, they're totally dragging me. And I'm answering, I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like, no. And they were like coming after me hard. And I, you know, I'm not taking offense to it because they're entitled to their opinion. I just don't agree. And I'm like, well, I don't think so. But they were getting, like, personal. I mean, like, I was trying to just say, like, no, this makes sense to me. And they were like, I hope you never have kids. You're an evil person. You're gonna brainwash her. And I'm like, what? No. Why can't we just state opinions? Why do we have to, like, attack people personally because we don't agree with them? I just don't understand it. And that's usually why I don't get into these battles. But I just thought, wow, this is crazy. So then there's a girl, and thank goodness she went on there. She was kind of level-headed. And she was like, wait, am I missing something? Because I thought she paid rent at this house. And then I go, oh, okay, that might change my story depending on how much rent this girl pays to her mom. Like, if she's paying half the bills and she's living at home, like, and she's in her room watching TV, like, just leave her alone. She's paying half the bills, whatever. But I also know that, like, when I was growing up, after high school, I was still living at home for like 6 months, I want to say. And I paid rent, but it was like $100 a month. It was not anything at all. Like, there was no way at that point I could afford living out on my own. So my mom, in order to help me learn to save and budget and all that stuff, still, like, it was nothing like when I moved out. Like, I still had a lot to learn, but it was like a start of that. So so depending, like, if she's paying $100 a month and people are saying, well, she pays rent, she should be able to do whatever the hell she wants. No, ma'am, I still don't think so. Like, I still don't think, if she's only paying like a little bit, no, ma'am. Like, when I was growing up, I stayed at home. Like I said, I paid $100. I still had rules. I had a curfew during the week and a curfew on the weekend because my mom did not want me. She had other kids in the house. She had things that she had to do at her house. She didn't want me coming home at all hours of the night, and she didn't want to have to worry about whether or not I was coming home. So I had to tell her if I was not coming home. I had to tell her when I was going to be home, all this kind of stuff, right? So, and it does still teach you respect, and it does teach you that, like, life's not always fair, and you kind of have to deal with some things. And it did teach me a lot, if you want to be taught a lesson, right? And it's a privilege to be able to live somewhere and pay a little bit of rent, have a little bit of freedom, but maybe not all the freedom, but to work up to have it, like, you're not out on the street, right? Because at 18, they don't have to house you. They don't have to, you're not their problem anymore. You're an adult. And if you're going to sit there and act like an adult, then, you know, whatever, like, get your money and go get a roommate and, or live by yourself or whatever you got to do. You don't need to be staying at mom's house, right? So I'm still on the fence, like, if it was partly, but if she's paying half the bills and she's paying, like, half of everything, like, she's basically mom's roommate, then that's a totally different story. Like, to me, if she's paying half of everything, you got no reason to tell her she needs to stop what she's doing, turn off that TV and play some Christian music. Like, then that situation is no longer mom, kid, it's roommate one and roommate two, right? So, so I can still take a lesson of, like, maybe get some more information before I start, you know, typing in comments. And that's the lesson that I'm going to take from it. But man, people are crazy if they think, like, mom and dad don't have a say if they're paying the all the bills or some of the bills or most of the bills. Like, I don't know. I still don't know if she was paying half the bills or if she was just paying a little bit for the bedroom or whatever. But, you know, when you just rent a room from mom and dad, if you don't like it, you don't always have to stay there. Like, you can take your money you're paying and go pay somebody else for a room. That is a thing. There are a lot of people looking for roommates. There's a lot of places you can rent. Like, it's a thing. You can do that if you don't like it. And so, to me, there's still a lesson to learn from this girl who's putting her mom on blast, doesn't like what she's doing. Yes, she might play rent, but if you don't like it, then you can change. Because if it's mom's house, it's kind of mom's rules. And I don't think that that's so foreign of a concept. And the people that are like, you get respect when you give respect. When you are a mom, you don't have to give respect to your kid. You're in charge. Right? Your job is not to be their friend. Your job is to make them be responsible individuals. It's just crazy for me to think that it's okay. Like, this next generation, I don't know if I quite get them. The idea that everybody has to cater to your feelings and not hurt your feelings, and life needs to be fair, and you know, it's crazy to me that that's a thing right now. And I don't know if that's the whole situation given this video, but man, it was a funny situation for me. It was an odd situation. I don't usually get into those because I don't usually comment, but I just thought, nah, I'm going to comment on this one. And man, an interesting experience. And now they've, like, blocked me because I think they blocked me after I was like, well, if she's paying rent, then maybe that's a different story. And then after I said that, they were like, just block her. I wasn't attacking anybody. I was just telling people my opinion. But nowadays, that could be dangerous. There's a lot of keyboard warriors that are willing to say a lot of stuff because it's on the internet. And I'm not saying that I was totally right in that situation. Like, I fully admit that I should have gotten some more information before I started typing. But I still stand by the fact that if it's a kid and it's the mom makes the rules. And if you don't like it, put yourself in a situation that when you are of age, you can get yourself out and make your own gun rules. That's it. That's it. So that's my story. And I wanted to share it. It was a little bit funny and humorous to me. So I hope you enjoyed the story. And we will see you on the next podcast.